Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I had a conversation with somebody not too long ago about our ministries. And while we are focused so much on the foreign and not at home, now we do focus on home. We got soul winning ministries at the flea market. Ronnie and all these folk go out there. Florence all go out there visiting, handing out tracts, all the radio at WLVF, internet and all. But somebody asked about why we don't do more ministries like feeding the homeless, you know, feeding food. And I'm not opposed to, I'm not opposed to any of it. I'm not opposed to any. God bless them. But there's other churches who can do it much better than we do as far as feeding or that's kind of their, that's what they're focused on. God has not given us that. Be careful how I'm saying this. God's given us a tremendous door, if you will, to go into the world, to preach the gospel. Not that we're not to forget people around here, not to feed them. We have a benevolence program. We help people. But I'm just saying our ministries, that's not what we focus on. Are you following? There's other good ministries that do that, that feed people and provide food and government things and all. But how many people are really focused on the Great Commission? How many churches are really focused? And they tend to do good things, but good is the enemy of better, and better is the enemy of best. What's the best thing? The Great Commission. Take the gospel and baptize them and teach them. Daddy would say this if he was here today. He could tell you the Great Commission would sum it up in these words. Jesus said, tell people about me and my church. That's the Great Commission. Tell people about me. That's evangelize. And then about my church. What's that? Baptism, discipleship. That's what the Great Commission is. Tell people about me and my church. And that's what our church has been focused on since the inception of this church. And that's why God has set open doors before us. And may, by God's grace and help, we continue to go through those open doors. Whenever we're to never say, look what we've done, but look at what God has done. One other quick example. It's nothing that we have done. Nothing have we done. It's all because of Him. Even though I always say, we can do it, we can do it, you can do it. Yeah, with God, all things are possible. But without Him, there's nothing impossible. Without Him, nothing is. Without Christ, nothing is possible. Without Him, all things are possible. Am I saying that right? My head's all fuzzy right now. Without Christ, all things are impossible. Well, you know, you got it better than I do. You got the picture, okay? Remember the story about Gideon? The enemy was upon him. If you read the whole story, there was over 300,000 army that had come against the people of Israel. So Gideon called the people together. Okay, you men, by the way, they were men and they weren't women fighting. That's a whole other story. I won't get into political correctness, but they were men that came to sign up, volunteered, 32,000 showed up. We're going to fight. Okay, fellas, let's go get them. God said, whoa, wait a minute, that's way too many. Remember? Well, he went down from 32,000. He said, I tell you what, you tell the guys if they're a little scared, I'm paraphrasing, but this is what he said. If they're scared or they don't want to go, they got a wife and kids and they don't feel like they want to go to battle, let them go home. 22,000 went home, that left 10,000. 10,000 against over 300,000. Okay, Gideon, let's go get them. Woo! Wait a minute, God. Or God said, wait a minute, Gideon. Still way too many. Take them down to the river down there. And let them remember out drinking like a dog. You know, if they drink like a dog, send them home. If they sit on their knees with their hand, how many was left? 300. He went from 32,000 to 300. If you read that story, in that, God said, I'm doing this so that Israel would not say, we did it because of our strength. They defeated over 300,000 people with 300 guys. And they did it not because, boy, look what we did. They knew they did it because of what God did. And that's what Jesus is telling that church of Philadelphia here. You have little strength, which was a compliment. You can't do it. Westwood, we cannot do it on our own. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. But with God, we can do it. Who was I sharing this with? I was in the hospital. I've been in the hospital a lot recently. And have a garbage can that Brother Steve Tabler gave me. One of the first mayors of Winter Haven. Somehow he got to clean out her apartment and all of something. She'd passed away anyway. She had a garbage can with Rosie the Riveter. Y'all remember, you older ladies know Rosie the Riveter. Iris, you remember Rosie the Riveter? You remember. Okay. She's the one who had to, during World War II, had all the ladies stay at home working in the factories. The men went to war. And she became famous, a little cartoon lady, said, "We can do it." Well, on that garbage can was a beautiful painting of Rosie the Riveter. And I ain't joking. It was nice. It was nice. I told Steve of everything. I said, "I want that garbage can." They were clean out her night. She had a nice home. Only thing I took was her garbage can. And this outside by my house, I got squirrel feed in it and duck feed in it right now. But I see it every morning. It says, "We can do it." And that's kind of my philosophy for Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. Folk, we can do it. God has set before us an open door, and we can do it because God enables us. Amen. Let's move on. Now I got to quit. All of that was just God's requirement for his people. And then there's our Lord's reassurance with his people. When we get to verse number 9. It says, "I'll make them of the synagogue of Satan," and time won't allow here, but basically there is opposition from what they were doing. Folk, anything we do for Christ, there's going to be opposition. Anything. Anything. Matter of fact, if you're not running against the devil, you're probably going his way. Now, that may not sink in by the time you get home, it'll sink in. If you're not coming against the devil, you're probably going his same direction. There's opposition in everything that we do for the Lord. Everything. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. Let me read this, and now again, I got to. Are y'all, is this boring to y'all? It's good to me. And we fight against one another. We fight against politics. We fight against Joe Biden, and God help that man. We fight against all kinds of people. Some of you fight against your wife, fight against your children, even fight against your preacher. But here's what Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." Our battle's not really with us. "But against principality, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places." As God's people, our real opposition is Satan and his forces. And that's what in Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 10, just talks about a reassurance with his people that there will be opposition. But if we take care of God's business, he will take care of our battles. Man, that's good preaching. If we take care of God's business, he'll take care of our battles. If God be for us, who can be against us? Do you believe that, or is that just a saying we just put out there? Well, I want you to let you know, as a pastor who's lost 40 pounds, who went from size 42 regular to a 40 slim. I weigh 146 pounds. I've never been this small since high school. I still can't do nothing but drink, and I have to watch how I say drink. Again, I'm about to, Latrice's mom was emailing us this week. We were taking off a few days, just relaxing. And she asked, because I cannot eat solid food. I can't even mashed potatoes, all liquids. And she asked Latrice, she said, "Is Walt still drinking? Next, has Walt been drinking today?" And Latrice said, if people saw that, what people would think. But what she's talking about, am I drinking my hot teas, you know, my things of that nature. But I said all that to say this. Listen, I'm fighting some real battles. I've fought some battles. I've never been in a hospital. I've been as healthy here in a coop, you know, whatever that is, you know. Healthy guy, healthy all my life. And then a couple of months ago, I'm facing battles. And I've told some of the people, I appreciate your texts. I appreciate your phone calls. I appreciate your cards. Because, you know, sometimes pastors get down in valleys.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for a special concert. The Kingsmen will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, this Saturday, December the 4th, at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Come hear the Kingsmen. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.